for News Talk 1620 WTAW. I am with Shannon Overby of the Bryan College Station Visitors Bureau.
You know, wayfinding is something that we have been working on literally for a decade. It has been a labor of love. I'm so excited that it has finally come to this. But what wayfinding really is, it's a system of directional signage so that visitors or new residents to our community can easily find their way around our area. So it's coming in from all the entry points to our community all the way to specific destinations.
All right. So I know that I personally have had a little bit of trouble sometimes finding my way around BCS's whole area. So this is really exciting. What are some of the areas that they're going in?
Well, we have identified, because it was such a huge project and a huge undertaking, and this is why it never took place when we initially started the looking into this program back in 2002. So we decided this time around, in order to get it done relatively quickly, we would take it in a bite-sized chunk. So we consider this phase one. And what the community did is they identified 11 locations as the phase one locations. So those, all of the signs, which there's approximately 144 that will all be in place by the end of next week, that will direct people to, from all points of the community, to 11 different locations. And I'd be happy to tell you what those locations are. They're primarily for places that visitors would need to know how to get to. So, of course, Texas A&M, and in particular, parking at Texas A&M, Blinn Campus in Bryan, the George Bush Presidential Library, which is a national attraction. We've got several districts, Northgate District, Historic Downtown Bryan, and Wolf Pin Creek District. And then we are such a large sports community, not necessarily just A&M football, but we've got a lot of youth softball and soccer tournaments, and people come in from all over the state of Texas, and sometimes regionally outside of the state of Texas, and they need to find these fields. So we've also identified the Bryan Regional Athletic Complex in North Bryan, the Steve Beachy Central Park in College Station, and Veterans Park.
Excellent.
So those are some of the locations that people will be able to see. And I know I've seen signs directing people to A&M already in place, as well as Steve Beachy Park and Wolf Pin Creek District. And then there will also be signs directing people to the Visitor Center here on University Drive so they can get more information.
That's wonderful. And I'm sorry, I'm not real familiar with what GX4 means.
Well, they've got different. I've learned more about TxDOT traffic sign codes than I've ever wanted to know. That's just there are three different types of signs that they're installing: GX4s, GX6s, and then I don't remember what the GX1s or something like that, the larger ones. So it's just the sizes of the signs. The smaller ones are all being placed today.
All right. Well, and how much was this how much did this project cost, and who paid for it?
Sure. The total project, the fabrication, the installation, the design, the whole setting up the program, all of that was a $400,000 price tag, and it's being paid for out of hotel occupancy tax dollars from both the City of Bryan and City of College Station.
And it's probably going to make a big difference in, I mean, visitors who are happy and not frustrated or lost.
Absolutely. And you know, they may be here for, say, a football game, but they may not really know that the George Bush Library is so close and that they could just go over there. Well, these signs will help provide that kind of information. So absolutely, it will be a huge benefit to visitors. And you know, I mean, I use this example every time on why we needed these signs. I mean, we get calls and complaints and all kinds of things, people getting lost a lot. But if you're coming in from, say, Waco, for example, on Highway 6, and you want to go to the George Bush Presidential Library, there's a sign on Highway 6 that directs you to exit at 2818 north of Bryan. And it takes you down 2818, and you totally bypass all of Bryan and College Station. So you don't know about all the great shops and restaurants and other things to do and, like you said, spend your money on, because you're bypassing the entire community. You don't even see it because of the way the signs are put in. So now hopefully this will take them through the middle of town so they can see what else there is to stop and do and eat and shop and all of that sort of stuff.
Excellent. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say about it?
Well, as I said, it is phase one. So we are hoping that there, you know, this will create some momentum and there'll be some future phases that will allow for other locations to be listed on those signs.
Will those probably be done in future years?
Absolutely. Well, I think that there's some that are already chomping at the bit to get it started pretty quickly, but we kind of want to get these in the ground and evaluate the program, you know, first before we start moving forward. But absolutely, we'd like to move pretty quickly on that as well.
Thanks. That was Shannon Overby with the Bryan College Station Visitors Bureau on News Talk 1620 WTAW.